Today is Palm Sunday. Yes, wait a minute. Should we call it Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday? How have you called this Sunday? A Palm or a Passion Sunday? Palm Sunday is traditionally celebrated with gospel reading, sermons, and hymns. And of course, it recounts Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. However, there are some believers, there are some Christians, especially liturgical scholars, who are proposing shifting our focus from thinking Palm Sunday, to Christ's passion and death. So Christ's suffering and his death. And so they are saying, hey, let's rename this from Palm Sunday to Passion Sunday. And of course, passion needs suffering, right? So suffering and death of Christ. That's, all of that is encompassed in that single word. So they are asking that we should, rename it from Palm Sunday to Passion Sunday. So, is it Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday? To answer this question, I have another question that I would like us to really think about. Why did Jesus and his disciples go to Jerusalem? Now, if you remember in our last series, the Lenten series, we have seen not once, not twice, how the devil tried both directly and indirectly to derail Jesus from going to Jerusalem. And now Jesus and his disciples are just about to enter Jerusalem, right? So why did Jesus and his disciples go to Jerusalem? The scriptures show that this Sunday, right, we celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Now, it marks the final week of Jesus' earthly ministry. Yes, that's the thing. So, and that is a week that would change everything, that would transform everything. And of course, the devil didn't want to see that happen. But then Jesus is now getting into Jerusalem. The significance of this Sunday runs deeper with its biblical prophetic fulfillment. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem fulfills many prophecies, and one of such is Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, which says, "Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." And so when you look at that, God's plan was fulfilled as promised when Jesus marched into Jerusalem and the way he did. But what does all this mean, really? What does all this mean? This illustrates God's faithfulness, the fact that God keeps every promise. This Sunday reminds us that God is a promise-keeping God. That is a thing that this Sunday reminds us of. While people falter, God never. You see that? And that is good news, that your minister will fail you, but God will never fail you, right? Because I am so imperfect, but God is perfect. And that is why all of us need to really look unto the Lord, need to depend on the Lord and not our politicians. Absolutely. Right? Not them, Because if you really look at that, you are going to be disappointed big time. But God never, because God fulfills his promises and God continues to fulfill those promises, and God will ultimately fulfill every single promise that he has made. Scripture says in Numbers 23 verse 19 that God is not human that he should lie, right? Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? We all know the answer. It's no. So this Sunday also reveals Jesus as the rightful king. You see, the Jews wanted a military leader that would lead them into overthrowing Roman rule in their nation, in the Jewish nation. But you know what? Jesus entered Jerusalem not as a military leader, but as a servant king. That's what he did. And he did so riding humbly on a donkey's colt. Not even a donkey, but on a donkey's colt. A weak colt. In doing so, you know, Jesus is inviting worshipers. He is inviting worshipers to pay homage to him as king. He is inviting them for them to see him as who he is, not some military, person, or not some guy who would come and stage coup d'etat. You know, that's not why he came. No. His entry marked the beginning of a week filled with suffering, rejection, and ultimately his sacrificial death on the cross. Though many failed to see him as king, Jesus reigns forever and ever. And we gather here today because we see him for who he truly is. You know, we are not here today because we do not think that Jesus is the King of Kings. No, we are here because we recognize him for who he is. But let me tell you something. It's not enough to only shout, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" No, that's not enough. We can sing that from morning till midnight, and it will still mean nothing. But here is what the Lord expects from us, and not just the "Hosanna in the highest." You know, he expects us to worship him with our voices, but also how we choose to live our lives. Yes, because Jesus is our king. And if he is our king, then we submit to our king. That is who he truly is. And we do so for his glory alone. So, do we call it Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday? It doesn't matter. That's it, simply put. It doesn't matter. Call it Palm Sunday, you know, Passion Sunday. It's not a point. The point is what nurtures our faith in recognizing this King of Kings and the Lord of all. And also, what nurtures our faith to see him for who he is, that this King of Kings has come for us to die in our place. And so what matters most is that we shouldn't, you know, a Palm Sunday shouldn't feel like a mini Easter. It shouldn't feel like a mini Easter, whereby we just celebrate his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And that's it. Instead, this Sunday invites us to reflect on his humility and his sacrifice as well. Not just the fact that he was honored, he was worshipped, as he entered Jerusalem. It is a coin with two sides, and we have to see both sides. And scripture shows us that Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, embracing humility. And where is he headed to? He is not receiving that honor and then, you know, doing a U-turn back to Bethany or wherever he came from. No, he was on that donkey, you know, riding on to his death. Therefore, whether we call it Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday, you know, isn't significant. What matters most is recognizing and worshiping Christ as the triumphant King and the humble servant King who sacrificed his life for fallen humanity. So what's the point of all of this? Palm Sunday reminds us of the joy Jesus felt as he, you know, as the crowd eagerly welcomed him into the city of Jerusalem. But at the same time, it evokes the pain and the suffering that awaited him in that same place that just welcomed him, you know? Now, focusing just on one side of the coin and not the other side, it's actually incomplete. It gives an incomplete picture, inaccurate picture of Palm Sunday. And I would say, by implication, Christianity as a whole. This day is a profound reminder of the comfort and joy found in Christ's sovereign kingship. Yes, still, it also encourages us to confront the trials and the challenges before us with faith and courage, because Jesus isn't riding on that donkey in order to enjoy in a mansion and have no any challenges. No, he is riding into challenges. And yet, he kept on going, knowing fully well the reason why he is going through that. Therefore, regardless of our challenges, we can find comfort in knowing that the King of Kings is with us, and the King of Kings is for us. Also, that King is a promise-keeping God. He is the promise-keeping God who is King now and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.